The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, December 16th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri as we count down to Christmas. Before I start today, because we're going to be talking about Junkanoo, we're going to be going through all of the letters. We got, hopefully, I get one or two clips. I was trying to send Kermit some clips, and for some reason, the board is blocking us. So I may have to be playing that via my phone. So I want to ask for your indulgence as I cut and paste to make sure this show is as entertaining, as informative as it can be. On Thursday, Aaron, because Aaron Green has joined me. You know I have to have a read, right? So Aaron Green has joined me today. But on Thursday, let's talk to our listening audience on what we plan to do. We need some partners too, because I had some challenges this year. Usually it'd be easier to do, but I got some people to come in. Still working on Myers Group, a company to have their media people, promotional people reach out to me, like calling their names out because I write them a long time. But what are we doing on Thursday, Aaron?
We're doing the Guardian Radio AM Christmas giveaway and trivia, where people can call in to win a prize. You may sing a song, you may recite a poem, or you may tell us a short story. All Christmas, holiday, family, Bahamas themed. They don't all have to be Bahamas themed, right? But family themed, holiday themed, Bahamian theme. Call in and win a prize.
Yes, we're trying to have one or two days of this. That's why we're still collecting coupons and gift certificates and items, right? We're still collecting that so we're able to have a fun shows in general. We should have a guest host on that day from Templates, Everything Christmas. So hopefully that works out too. And she is coming with some coupons also to give away. So we're happy about that. So this Thursday, 2 hours.
Yeah.
So starting on the clock with Aaron Green. We start the trivia. So you start working on questions already? Okay, so we have some questions with Aaron Green. And we'll do some...
And you know, we might as well tell the people right now. One of the questions could be, do you know why they can't find Jerry Rogan in town?
Why can't they find Jerry?
That's the question. They can't tell the answer yet.
And then we have some sponsors. Let me go see if I can...
And I only know the answer because somebody told me, right? It's not like I born with this information flowing through my blood. Like how I know some Junkanoo's born with Junkanoo blood in their blood. I just know it, right? But that ain't what happened to me. So I had to ask and somebody told me, right? And so I say that to say, man, listen to the three score and 10 gang. You all have so much things we need, so much valuable information. Tell us, tell your children, tell your grandchildren, tell your neighbor, tell the people.
And we are also sponsored, at least the giveaway is sponsored by Bahamas Paradigm Movement. They give us some items also to include in our giveaway bundle.
Bags.
And they give us some items. Say, whatever the person win,
include these.
All right, so we can have some Christmas Georgie bundles.
Georgie bundles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people.
That way, if nobody give you a gift under the Christmas tree this year, you could take your Georgie bundle you win, go in your room and celebrate your Christmas by yourself.
But if you're an entrepreneur there and have gift items that you want to include in our Christmas giveaway,
We will be promoting the vendors who donate, contribute to the giveaway.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But this day, we're talking junk. I sent you some things yesterday. Get your phone out, Aaron, because I would need you to read those articles, right? Because I want us to go through those articles. There's a new clip that came out yesterday from the world famous Valley Boys, from their lawyer, Ms. Christina Galanos. Hopefully I'm able to play that in the record, but that's the last clip, right? The show's going to go by quickly, so without further ado, let's start reading that so we can start doing some analysis on these things, and then I'll try working some of these clips. Like I said, some of them may have to be played from my phone.
In any particular order?
I think I sent it to you in order.
Okay, so we start with the first thing you sent me.
That's world famous, I think. You start with world famous.
World famous Valley Boys welcomes interim court order arising from emergency application. 12th of December, 2025. The world famous Valley Boys wishes to advise the public that following an emergency application heard on Tuesday, the 9th of December, 2025, His Lordship, the Honorable Justice Leif Farquharson, has made a series of important interim orders affecting the world-famous Valley Boys. Pursuant to the interim order of the court, 1, the Registrar General is directed to immediately restore the first claimant, the world-famous Valley Boys, to the list of registered nonprofit organizations. 2, the Department of Inland Revenue is to restore the first claimant's business license and tax identification number once all requisite statutory requirements are satisfied. 3, the National Junkanoo Committee is ordered to address, describe, and refer to the first claimant as, quote, the world-famous Valley Boys established 1958 in all private and public correspondence. 4, the interim order shall remain in effect until further order of the court. 5, there is liberty to apply. That's the end of the statement.
So what I'm going to do now is play a clip, right, and have that juxtapose. So let me get my mic. And
all right, and then we can go back into that?
And we'll go back into that, right. word for word. Any things, parts that you have concerns with while you want
to... No, not concerns, just things to highlight.
Okay, let me see if this works.
Breaking news at this hour, the Registrar General has just been ordered to restore the name of the world-famous Valley Boys Junkanoo Group to the list of registered nonprofit organizations immediately. The Financial Secretary has been ordered to restore business license and also the TIN number, and the NJC has been ordered to immediately address, describe, and refer to the world-famous Valley Boys Junkanoo Group as the world-famous Valley Boys Junkanoo 1958 in all private and public correspondence. This according to Justice Leif Farquharson. The injunction granted to restore the standing of the world famous Valley Boys pending the outcome of the appeal. It's not a final order though, the interim remedy or order heading into the parades, but it's still a major victory for the Brian Attlee led fraction. Now the NJC's chairman, financial secretary, and culture minister have all been added to the judicial review action in the Supreme Court as parties. Of course, it's a story we are continuing to follow.
And that was from Eyewitness News. I just want to give credit to them. That was Eyewitness News, and that was a report. It was a good clip, and I said, let me play that in reference so people can understand and appreciate what is happening. So let's go through that letter, right? So the judge, the justice, made a ruling, reinstating or ordering the Registrar General, who has declared that the name has been registered for one faction of the Valley Boys, and the justice has declared that the Registrar General needs to recognize the other faction, which is the world famous. They were stricken off of the list of registered businesses, right? And now they were told to put back onto the list.
No, I think Yeah, to restore their business license and tax identification number. That's point number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it continues, once all requisite statutory requirements are satisfied. So it's not automatic, right? Like, you fulfill the statutory requirements and this will happen, right?
Yeah.
I
also want to read this.
Just continue to read it. Point number four. The interim order shall remain in effect until further order of the court.
Okay, let's go back to one so I can appreciate what you're saying. Because from what I understand, everything has been restored. The group is now known for this interim time as the world famous Valley Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And they ordered the
1958
NJC to recognize that name for this year's parade, the Boxing Day and the New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
The NJC earlier said that they only recognized one Valley Boys because of whatever they inside court. And they have registered. They said they're only one group. We can get to that. Only one group has so far registered as the Valley Boys. They don't have no other group there. But the justice came and say something different to recognize the name.
Don't say something different,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's not use language that infers a battle or the contention between the court and the plate. Just for a second.
I agree with you. You will see when you read the NJC's response why they said that they said something different, because they said they don't know, only one grouping registered again.
Right, but so the court makes an order and then things have to happen,
mm-hmm.
right? What I'm saying is it's not necessarily an adversarial tone. The legal language used may suggest to the layman that there's adversary, right? Like there is conflict or combat, but that's not necessarily the case.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought, four, the interim order shall remain in effect until further order of the court. So there's a potential that the order may change, it may be lifted. It's potential.
Yes, they give a date on how long the ruling will last. They said after the Junction Parade.
Right.
And after in January sometime.
So that date and timeline has not been articulated by the Valley Boys, world famous Valley Boys established 1958 in this document.
Mm-hmm.
But other documents indicate what the timeline of the interim order is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it. And then five, there is liberty to apply. Is there an explanation of what that means in this context?
To get it extended.
Right, so they can apply to have the interim order extended.
Yes.
Great, good stuff. I just thought it was important to make those notes, right?
I also got a note also from a lawyer. Says the chairman of the NJC financial secretary and the minister of youth, sports, and culture are to be added as parties, right? Number two, I'm not sure it's the same thing you read, just the registrar general is to immediately restore the first claimant to the list of registered MPOs. Number three, the financial secretary is to restore the first claimant's business license and TIN. Remember, there's an issue between the TIN number? I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. Both groups were arguing on who has the ownership of the TIN number. So I found that interesting to say that the financial secretary is to restore.
Both groups asserted that they had completed the formalization of the organization, right?
Yes.
So the Way Forward group said that they didn't have a constitution. They began making moves to formalize the organization to get it registered under the NPO Act. The 1958 side said, hold on, we are an established entity. We may not be established under the MPO Act, but our legal advice told us that we are established as a business. And I infer from that that they didn't need to be established as an NPO. So the question was, each side is fighting over who legitimized the organization. Brian Natalie's faction has said the business license and the TIN number is our legitimization, and the other side said, no, you have to be NPO Act.
And that is true, but it even goes further.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them share the same TIN number.
Right. So somebody said, you may have had a business license and a TIN number, but you didn't technically exist until you were registered under the NPO Act. So as soon as they registered under the NPO Act, that existing TIN number went to them?
Now, two junk new groups have the name Valley Boys, and both share the same TIN number. But they're two different entities.
So pause. Stick a pin there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's where the problem lies,
mm-hmm.
what you just said. They're two different entities. In my reading of this process, the Way Forward Group never said we are a separate entity. It's the 1958 that said who these by them are. We don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why it was problematic, because how you look at somebody you've been with since 1958 and say, we don't know these by. But that's an aside. Right? The Way Forward never said we're two separate groups. It's the 1958 that said we don't recognize these people even though they command the support of the majority of the members of the group. See how I did that,
yep.
that legal language there? That constitutional thing there?
So I see that.
Yeah, yeah.
But continue reading the five claims of
from the first
rulings.
Document?
Yeah, just basically summarizing. This is basically the summary of that first document. It says the NJC is to address, describe, and to refer to the first claimant as the world-famous Valley Boys, established 1958, that's their full name, by the way, in all private and public correspondence. This is the ruling, basically, broken down, and said, number four, shall be in effect until further order of the court.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth one is there be liberty to apply, which is the same thing that you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to the letter from the world-famous... Is there anything that we want to hash out on that?
The first thing we read?
Yes, the first thing we read.
No, I think we're good.
Okay. So now I sent you another letter.
Hold on, but did I get more?
Get more? Then finish reading all that.
So the second document you sent me yesterday is a statement from, I think, the Way Forward Group?
Yes.
All right. December 12, 2025. Good evening, Team Valley Boys. We write to provide an important update regarding today's developments in the ongoing court matter concerning the use of the Valley Boys name. Please be advised of the following. The injunction was granted in favor of, give me a second, the opposing party. The court acknowledged that the Minister of Youth registered the, quote, world-famous Valley Boys, close quotes, without the required supporting documents.
You want to pause there?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that TIN number and that business license?
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't use the TIN number. Why? Because it belonged to somebody else. Now they're able to produce the TIN number and the license because before they were stopped because one person...
It had been assigned to
yes.
the other faction
yes.
of the group. So we continue, the court acknowledged, or we will rehash, the court acknowledged that the Minister of Youth registered the, quote, world-famous Valley Boys, close quotes, without the required supporting documents, specifically a business license and VAT number. Documentation that all seven groups were required to provide. Since the government accepted that application without these prerequisites, this became a significant factor in the ruling. Two, seed funding was issued to that organization despite the absence of the mandatory documentation. Three, despite a clear request for an affidavit to respond to the claims brought by the world-famous organization, the minister did not submit the affidavit. This lack of response placed our position at a disadvantage and was noted in today's proceedings. Four, it also became evident that the Attorney General's office is not addressing this matter with the seriousness it deserves.
What?
This is what is posted in this document you sent me.
Okay.
It's not my critique. They continue to send an attorney who appears unprepared to adequately defend the minister and the registrar, resulting in insufficient representation before the court.
What?
I mean, that part... I understand what the words mean together in a sentence.
Hmm. I don't think it was necessary for this letter, but go ahead.
I mean, it may not have been necessary for this letter.
Hmm.
A stay was not granted of the previous So five, a stay was not granted of the previous ruling was not granted. So I guess a stay of the previous ruling was not granted. While today's developments may be disappointing, we remind every member of the Valley family that our unity, integrity, and purpose remain unshaken. We have always worked to do things the right way, and we will continue to stand firmly on principle. You want me to continue reading?
Continue.
They may want to they may want us to crumble. They may want us to give up, but we won't. The gloves are off, and we are standing stronger than ever. Stronger is unity, stronger in unity, stronger in purpose, stronger in spirit. They are more with us than against us. Valley to the core, valley forever. This means war, revenge of the arthropods.
That's their theme for Junker for this year.
You know what that means?
No, but it's a theme for Junker. Like revenge.
You talk while I look it up.
The arthropods is the centipede and the beetle and stuff like that. And they come.
She showed me a
Roachy spider.
I show her my
The thorax and the abdomen.
My centipede. Yeah. I show her my spider.
They jump. They telling people to jump.
Somebody jump.
If you feel froggy, jump.
But the frog is not an arthropod. No, is a frog an arthropod?
No, that's another thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting. An interesting theme.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, like you say, I'm not sure if...
I think it's who they're writing it to. It's not a response, but it's a
yeah, they're
call.
Not, yeah, they're not responding to the state.
Just the state.
And although one would reasonably assume that this statement would be made public, would be disseminated beyond the bounds of the membership, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I would have...
included such.
Even though I know things anecdotally, I don't know if I would put them on paper.
But I think the message is to their
membership.
Membership.
Mm-hmm.
The membership. Then there was a response by the NJC. See how I'm able to call these
acronyms
better now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. NJC.
Because we're talking about them all the time.
Yes.
All right.
So we can read what that is about now.
So here we go. National Junker New Committee. This is from November 26th. So it's not a response to those statements.
I didn't say the right one. That's the right one I sent you.
Statement on the Valley Boys world famous 1958 court ruling, but the date on it is November 26, 2025.
We dealing with government or no? Just go ahead, just read. just read that.
The ministry and the National Junker New Committee note the recent court ruling concerning the use of the name Valley Boys. Since we're talking about use of the names, why you don't call me call me Garlin?
Garlin.
Yeah, I like that, Garland Green. Okay, sorry, just because we're talking about the use of names. NJC note the recent court ruling concerning the use of the name Valley Boys and wish to clarify the circumstances surrounding the registration and participation of the group commonly known as World Famous 1958. While the court has ruled that both groups may use the name Valley Boys, it is important for the public and for the record to understand that the government and the NJC acted throughout in good faith and solely in the interest of protecting Junker New, its practitioners, and the thousands of supporters of both versions of the Valley. I just want to say... Y'all forget, not just Junker New, but the Bahamian people who own their own culture. Mm. Anyway, that's an aside. The Brian Adley-led faction's application to participate in the parade was not accepted outright under the name World Famous Valley Boys.
You want to repeat that?
The Brian Adley-led faction's application to participate in the parade was not accepted outright under the name World Famous Valley Boys. Rather, the application was accepted on a strictly conditional basis, with the clear understanding reached during meetings that included Mr. Ricardo Trico, a member of the group's executive, that the group would be recognized as World Famous 1958 unless and until the required documentary evidence was provided to support any claim to the Valley Boys name.
You see, we had to pause there. I see you pause automatically. Who's Ricardo Trico? Just repeat who they said is Ricardo Trico. It says his name get called inside the letter. We need to know who's Ricardo Trico and what do you have to do with My Valley Boys?
I come into it right now. I just have to find it again. Ricardo Trico, a member of the group's executive.
Oh, okay. He must be good people. And what he did?
Mr. Trico. Okay. He was a part of a meeting where this thing was reached, right? So let me reread it. The Brian Adley-led faction's application to participate in the parade was not accepted outright under the name World Famous Valley Boys. Rather, the application was accepted on a strictly conditional basis with the clear understanding reached during meetings that included Mr. Ricardo Trico, a member of the group's executive. He participated in the meeting where this decision or this agreement was concluded.
Okay. We can come back to that, by the way. Go ahead.
That the group would be recognized as World Famous 1958 unless and until the required documentary evidence was provided to support any claim to the Valley Boys name. Despite having missed the original registration deadline.
I want to pause there too, because I didn't know that this particular Valley Boys registered. Because until the deadline came and passed, they did not register. But they finally, apparently they registered after the date, the deadline. Go ahead.
You mean like how people is declare after the deadline?
Yeah.
Despite having missed the original registration deadline, the group was nevertheless allowed to participate in order to preserve the integrity of the parade and avoid disenfranchising performers and supporters. Seed funding was also provided under this conditional arrangement, even though the deadline had passed, again, in the interest of fairness and continuity. At no time did this accommodation constitute validation or endorsement of any claim to the Valley Boys name. So they're saying just because we let you all register after the deadline don't mean that we are acquiescing to your position that you should be called Valley Boys.
Interesting.
We continue. To date, the ministry and the NJC have not received the supporting documentation required to substantiate the group's application under the name World Famous Valley Boys. While the matter was actively before the courts, the ministry and the NJC acted responsibly and advised that the group would not be referred to as Valley Boys so as not to prejudice the legal process. All right, we go to page 2. While the court has ruled that both groups may use the name Valley Boys, it is important for the public and for the record to understand that the government and the NJC acted throughout in good faith and solely in the interest of... It is therefore deeply disappointing that notwithstanding the conditions that were clearly discussed and accepted, the group proceeded to court under circumstances that do not accurately reflect the conditional nature of its registration or the agreements reached with the government. This represents a troubling departure from the good faith understanding between the parties. The government and the NJC wish to make clear that no sides have been taken in this matter. Every action was guided solely by the need to protect Junkanoo, maintain public confidence in its administration, and ensure that fans and participants were not unfairly disadvantaged or excluded. As the matter may be subject to further legal review, the ministry and the NJC will continue to act responsibly, transparently, and on the advice of counsel. We remain committed to fairness, accountability, and the preservation of Junkanoo as a national cultural institution that belongs to all Bahamians. End.
I need a summary now. What do you think of that letter? Because that was very comprehensive. I want to know what was expressed generally from what you gleaned from that. And I want to know how you felt. I want your personal opinion of that letter. Yeah, man, I have more stuff to put
I think it was very measured, right?
Explain.
the repetition of, like, it's important for the public and the people participating in this conversation to know why, right? The, in fairness, we the interest of protecting Junkanoo, in fairness, the fans want to see their group out. We're not trying to unduly upset nobody. We acted in good faith. I think the emphasis is on this good faith agreement.
And would you, do you think it was a good letter that explained what happened? It's a reason for the question, by the way. So you just answer, and then I'll get you to,
I mean,
to the point.
I want to say I think so, mm-hmm. but maybe I don't have enough information, so I would be measured on it.
On face value. Face value. No judgment.
I think it is a reasonable letter.
What do you think happened based on that letter? What they saying? What they trying to say happened?
Before I tell you what I think happened, mm-hmm. I would like to have 30 minutes to speak to the Minister Boleg.
Yeah. Why would you want to speak to Minister Boleg?
I just want to. I want to know if Minister Boleg has ever met the Secretary to the Cabinet. You know, the people who are responsible for ensuring you know what your job is and how you're supposed to do it. I would also would like to have a conversation with the entire Cabinet about what it means to have authority vested in you. Hmm. Yeah.
So what do you think about their meeting with the world-famous Valley Boys executives?
I mean, I think it's not a bad thing. It shows that, look, we're trying to work this thing out. We want everybody to feel like they've been treated fairly. Like, I don't see them. I don't see a problem with them meeting with them.
So you ready now? I did all of that for a reason.
Hold on, pause.
I was beating you like
group. BNT. I ain't calling the police because they don't answer. Yeah. Half of them can't swim. Mm-hmm. BNT. Mm-hmm. Display baiting grouper and the grouper season close.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to have you listen to this because I want you to respond to this now.
Who is that?
This is the world famous Valley
Boys. I just want to know which airs to put on.
Yeah, no, wait for it, because you know, I can't get it to play.
Another development in the ongoing legal dispute involving the world famous Valley Boys. On Friday, the group led by Brian Adderley released a statement welcoming an interim court order, which directed the Registrar General to restore its nonprofit status, the Department of Inland Revenue to reinstate its business license and tax identification number, and directed that the group referred to as the world-famous Valley Boys established 1958 in public and private correspondence. Shortly after, the National Junkanoo Committee issued its own statement, saying the group was permitted to participate on a strictly conditional basis and that there was a clear understanding it would be recognized as world-famous 1958. However, attorney for the group, Christina Galanos, says that was never agreed to, adding that the NJC's statement was the first time her clients became aware of any such condition.
Why didn't they respond to me? Why didn't they respond to Mr. Adderley? We wrote them before we approached the court.
Galanos also referenced WhatsApp messages submitted as part of an affidavit before the court, which she says do not support the NJC's version of events. She stressed that those messages and other documents are now before the court for consideration. The NJC has also claimed that executive member Ricardo Trico agreed to the terms outlined, a claim he has firmly denied.
I in no way, shape, or form indicated, mentioned, or verbally said that I approve of the NJC using the name World Famous 1958. And I'm a trustee. I do not deal with the day-to-day operations or management.
Galanos also pointed to a registration form which she says further supports her client's position and disputes the claim that any agreement was reached. These documents are signed by the Supreme Court of the Bahamas. You can access them if you want to draw your own conclusions. Reporting for Our News, I'm Joshua Williams.
And that's a report by Joshua Williams from Our News Bahamas.
Look here. So did the meeting not happen at all?
You see why I bait you? I wanted to get your expression. You should see your facial expression listening.
Did the meeting not happen at all?
I don't know. But we know that Trico wasn't there.
Well,
Trico was not there.
No, that's what Trico say.
You think he forgot he was there? He said he was not there.
Listen, I know this gentleman for a very long time. So, Mr. Trico, I don't want you to think that I just using you or your name to crack jokes, but this is hilarious. I did. And not ha-ha funny, you know, but like Joe Pesci funny.
He was not there.
Here's my thing. No. From what I heard, mm-hmm. No. That's not what I heard.
What'd you hear?
What I heard him say, from what I heard, the only thing I could infer is that he is saying that if something like that took place at a meeting, it's not the meeting that he was a part of.
Mm.
I don't think he's saying that no meeting took place. I'm thinking he's saying, and then you hear, I think it's like Galanis' voice saying that no agreement was concluded.
You think they mean technical then?
Yeah, because it would be very, very bold of the NJC to produce a letter. Now, mind you, I still worried about the letter saying November 26th, you know.
Yeah.
I'm still very concerned about that, right? But
they're part of the government. I didn't judge them too harshly for it. That's how government is working.
I mean, that's the thing you judge them harshly on.
Yeah, okay.
Because you all be deriding these little children because they can't spell their name on the exam, but you can't. Anyway, the point is this. I cannot imagine that the NJC just made up a whole meeting.
A whole narrative.
I think what we heard just now is Mr. Trico saying that the things that they said were agreed to or the conclusions that were arrived at did not happen in the meeting that he took place in. Mm. I think that's what is being expressed there. Because somebody would have gotten up and said there was no meeting.
Mm-hmm.
This is too, see, this is the thing I'm saying. This is too serious a matter to be playing these types of games. Mm. When you first asked me what I thought,
Yeah. You
know what I wanted to say? I wanted to say, you know, I like watching Judge Judy because she's remind you that when you come to a court of equity, everybody must have clean hands. That's what I wanted to say.
Clean hands. You know we get callers, right?
But Judge Judy ain't a Bahamian and you don't entertain non-Bahamians, so.
Yeah. We have a caller.
Strike that from the record.
We have a caller because this is combobulated. How do you pronounce that word? Combobulated.
Discombobulated.
Discombobulated. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. We talking Junkanoo. We talking Valley Boys. This Junkanoo era.
You know what else I was going to tell you?
Go ahead.
I only know two things in this life.
Go ahead.
My daddy used to rush with the pigs, and Ricardo Trico is a Valley.
Yes, he's a diehard Valley.
Because I thought they were going to say he was talking things he didn't have authority to talk.
He said he's a mayor trustee. He don't have no executive type opinion. He can't give no opinion and guidance as a trustee.
You know, the next question I was going to ask you?
Go ahead.
The world famous Valley Boys established 1958 have an executive? I just was going to ask you that. Because if he had identified himself as a trustee first, I'd say that sound more like what it sound like.
He's a trustee. Let's go to the first caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you're live. Let's go to the next one. Go, you're live. Turn on your radio and it's you, sir. Oh, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nuri, and good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Aaron, with the Trico meeting, the operative word in there, what he's saying is, when they say conditional, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he didn't, that didn't happen. So if he attended the meeting, they use the word conditional. On the other aspect of what has happened here with this judge making the ruling, would you all go back to what the Court of Appeals said early last month, when they remitted this matter back down to the lower courts? They said that the likeliness of success based on the history of the Brian Adley faction being recognized from the original person or leader of the Valley Boys, Gus Cooper, was handed to the Brian Adley faction and the hijacking by this Way Forward group.
Did they use the word hijacking? Sir, did they use the word hijacking?
I mean, something like that.
No.
I don't want to say that.
Oh, good, then don't say that. Yeah, don't say that.
But let's just say, with the NJC letter, we have to look at, but the main thing is, go back to what the Court of Appeal directed when they remitted it back to the lower court.
They said they will allow the lower courts to make their ruling, right?
Right.
We know that the lower courts made a ruling before.
Right.
And what was the ruling of the lower courts before?
Well, that's why the Court of Appeal remitted it back now and they cleaned it up. That's what they basically did. So here it is now. This judge makes an interim ruling, say, replace the name, the world famous Valley Boys, and the other group is the Way Forward Valley Boys. The letter says they allow them to use, order them to use the name Valley Boys, but that's like the baby being split. One is the World Famous Valley Boys. The other one is the Way Forward Valley Boys. So let the in the interim, let the parade continue. They're using the same 10 number, and here it is. There will be, and like the Judge Farquharson said, until another ruling is made. And when they said at liberty to apply, that means any one of the parties have a right to apply as to what he just said, and they just will move forward through the court. So what the court is concerned about is the elf in the room. That's the evidence, the law, and the facts in moving forward with their legal proceedings. That's where we're at. So y'all just go back and pay attention to the line.
Yes,
thank you, Uncle. You know, every time somebody uses that imagery with King Solomon and the two mothers and the two women and the baby,
yeah,
and he can tear the baby in part, and then as an African, when the Africans is on the boat and they take them off the big boat and they put them on the small boat to take them to land, them said who jump in the water and say we would rather die than bring our children into this world,
mm-hmm,
there's always that third option, right? It's always that.
Igbo language. We have more callers. Yeah. Because I want you more commentary about it. Was it trickery, you think, happened? That the NJC gone in good faith and the other people agreed just to get access? I'm not saying, I'm not asking.
No, I don't even...
You won't use that word?
No, I...
Because the NJC, we had an agreement. Until Trico said that happened. We thought we had an acknowledgement of Trico dose until things changed.
I'm differenter.
Yeah. Let's go to the caller. I don't want to call
her. I just saying I different her.
You different her.
Yeah.
Let's go call her. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
So we all different, Miss Green?
I mean, no, not all. I just different her. You different too?
You think someone tricked somebody?
Huh?
You think someone tricked someone?
Proper group of season clothes. Don't take the bait.
Go ahead.
They been doing that, Mr. Neri. Listen, I don't think the attorney, Miss, I hear her name before, Miss Galanis.
Mm-hmm.
She don't waste time.
She's a serious lawyer, man.
Huh?
She's a serious lawyer. Put respect on her name.
I don't think she'll waste time on something. I don't know. Anyhow, there ain't too much of them like that there. But did this song deserve, not song, this serious, what happened with the Wally Boys deserve the Dynasty serious song or the Dallas song?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When they play for Dallas or Dynasty?
So popular.
Up and down and following. I understand what the court's appeal to say, I think one judge by himself must be named Evans to say something to. I understand what Ms. Galanis is saying, but who is this counsel who the government side is saying they listening to counsel, they going by what counsel suggests? What's the name? Is that a secret? Who is the person?
Well, okay. So we're talking about the reps from the AG's office. They don't need to have a name.
No.
Because
they ain't gonna be the deputy prosecution, though. They ain't gonna be her, though.
It may be the director of public prosecution. It may be the deputy director of public prosecution. But the point is, the name of the individual doesn't matter as much as the office.
I hear you. It doesn't matter. I hear you. You know what is sad?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like plenty things, especially like even with this Wally Boy thing, how this are a part of our culture. I hear the government saying they're trying to be careful how they deal with it because of the fans and the people who really love it. But that's sad to know that you believe the government have to change. Because the judge them saying what they saying. The government have to change for us to get a solution in this.
No, man.
It's like somebody saying that you're not qualified, but we can let you. We can give you a blight.
No. I don't think the government needs to change for this to be fixed. Not at all.
But the part where they saying that, or it sound like they say in paraphrasing, that you're not qualified to really do this or be in this, you're not this and that, but we can allow you anyhow.
No. These are strictly administrative requirements. Mm. This is just paperwork, right? This ain't like the prodigal sons who can't make it to be. This is differenter than that. This is about the paperwork being in place, the timelines. See, it's one thing...
When you go as far as come to the public and tell the public that something happened in a meeting, then you have an executive, a man, like some people say they don't know who Mercado Trico is. I believe he's a veteran in the real Wally Boys, but it'll be surprising if he was with the Way Forward.
Everybody in the Wally Boys knows who Ricardo Trico is, and everybody in senior in the junk in the world knows who Ricardo Trico is.
It's not like he's saying that he wasn't in the meeting, sound like he didn't have the authority, although being an executive and everybody know him, he couldn't make that decision on himself. So it goes back to the government. You say the government need to change to deal with the situation. Well, I hope they haven't dealing with it because it's embarrassing and it's sound bad. Play the Dallas song or the Dynasty one.
No, I don't like your aspersions, Papa, but I always like it when you call. So always call back, right? But there's a lot of incoherence there and like a confusing of things, right? The government doesn't need to change. Now, do we need to speak to the Minister of Youth Sports and Culture? Right? Perhaps we do. But the government does, and I don't mean he has to be fired or he have to resign per se. I'm just saying that for me, I think that the situation began to unravel because the importance of walking through it pedantically was not recognized. Like, they didn't take it seriously at the beginning, and they thought that this was something that could be resolved amicably between friends. But see, that's when you're too close to the situation. And I think that's all the minister's problem is, is that he's too close to the situation. He's a part of this community and cannot adjudicate or perform his ministerial function because of his proximity to the community itself. But that doesn't mean he needs to be fired, right? If he offered his resignation, people would say that's the honorable thing to do. But it doesn't mean that he needs to be fired. See, I think the same thing happened with the Carifta and Bahama Games audit. The man is too close to the stakeholders and the constituency to fulfill that function. And that's why you don't appoint ministers who come from the space that the ministry covers, right? You're protecting the minister. Now, any technical staff could reach out to the minister for advice, for information. They could ask the minister to write a paper. But that doesn't mean that the minister whose wealth of experience is in sports should be the Minister of Youth Sports and Culture.
Come Boxing Day, come New Year's Day, there's going to be two valleys. In the crowd, we know that who are we? The response there is the valley or the Saxons or one family. But in terms of the credence or cadence, it's usually who are we? And you say the valley, it rhymes, right? Is there space for two groups to name the valley? And without the judges getting confused, I'd say as, which valley this is again?
If you can't make that distinction, you don't need to be a judge. Just cut it there.
Answer.
Because next thing you know, you're going to say, we're going to lower the education requirements for judges the same way we're going to lower it for police and defense force officers and let people who can't earn 5 BJCs and C and above operate a gun and a car.
I don't know the criteria of judges and where they come from or whatever.
Yeah, but if you can't make the distinction between the world famous and the 1958.
Valley is valley. There's only one valley.
You don't need to be a judge.
You just mark 5.
You don't. Seven. No. It's simple. You know, if you can't tell the difference, that's moot. You just don't need to be a judge.
You mark your 5 points against whoever needs valley.
And if it occurs, if it appears as if somebody relied on the excuse of incompetence to engage in some nefarious activity, lock them up. Because if you come to me and say, oh, well, I didn't mean to do it. I just couldn't tell the difference between the two valleys. Lock up.
Is there any concern about any contention of the two valleys coming back to back after each other, which they're going to happen on New Year's Day?
You mean
one coming third, one coming fourth, out of the box.
You mean with the 1 hour gap in between the groups?
They might come on time. These are big groups now. These ain't no B groups. These ain't like Prodigal Son. They seem like Makers. These people come on time and be lying up. Right? Now, should we be concerned of the two groups coming out
I tell you what's a good test. If we had to have a test for who should be the rightful leader of the Valley Boys, the test would be who can cause and compel their members to discipline themselves, to govern their behavior, to moderate their behavior, to operate in discipline, to practice self-control, to not engage in any petty, frivolous foolishness. That person should be the rightful leader of the Valley Boys. If you can't get your members to control themselves, then how are you trying to convince the public that you are the true leader of this group?
Part of Junkloo is Junkloo talks. The back and forth banter, the teasing. We come to mash up, we go to war. There's something of the cadence that the end of the Way Forward Valley Boys did inside a letter to charge their people up, right? But usually Junkanoo people say, man, it's part of our Junkanoo. We don't take that seriously. We tease each other and it's all fun and joy.
So the last 2 years was that not taking that seriously. That's what we watch. For the last 2 years, we watch them not taking that type of language seriously.
That's my point. Things has changed over the last 2 years. This been happening now, going on for its second year, this valley debacle.
Old men that starve children should be prepared for a lifetime of hunger. Hmm. That's all. I mean, what you going to do? You going to fight down the members of your own group so you could be king? You can't even fight down the members. When's the last time the Valley won a champion? You can't even fight down your competitors, so you turn to compete against your own members?
You don't think Valley can win this Boxing Day? One of them? Any of them? And if, hey, let's say if the one...
Under penalty of death, I have to say this out loud. Lila Green is a Saxon. I was born a Saxon, and apparently I could die a Saxon, even though I am a member of the greatest scrap group in the history of Junkanoo white people in the whole world. The spirit, except for the pigs and the Methuselahs.
As a part of the crowd and supporter, if any of the Valley Boys win, can Valley Boys supporters say, we win?
Yeah. In fact, if any of the Valley Boys, see, that's when they could claim it.
Yeah.
Because they can say, look here, we had to fight each other and y'all for the win.
Yeah. Yeah.
If one of them win it, then they are the true champions of the world. But if they don't win it, see, the problem isn't what happens if they win it. If they don't win it,
We're going to take a quick commercial break here. I want to say big shout out to, what Trico first name is again? What Trico first name is?
Mr. Ricardo Trico.
Mr. Ricardo Trico, trustee of the Valley Boys, who sometimes...
Former neighbor.
Former neighbor, who sometimes is involved in the decisions, and sometimes they know that about
anyway, my listen, favorite. I don't know Mr. Ricardo Trico, trustee of the Valley Boys.
Trustee.
I know Ricardo Trico, former resident of Johnson Road.
Yeah, big man.
I know that boy.
Big man.
He's a decent man.
Yes, he's
a decent man. Very nice.
Was he to the meeting, though?
Create a space for young people.
Was he to the meeting?
I don't know, because I was a cheering to him.
I think he was at that meeting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, he was at a meeting. Just not the meeting. They say them things happen, is what he say.
Let's take a break and come back.
Break? This is the end of the show, sir.
It's that late?
Oh, yeah. You carrying on like the prodigal sons now.
Man, I have a whole 2 minutes to talk. I can be your dear for Junkanoo.
You think we're going to see Rick Fox on stage for the next FNM ratification?
I think we'll see Rick Fox on stage.
It's another question. The PLP ratify in next week. You think we can see Rick Fox on stage with the PLP?
I thought they said January.
No, man, the Tribune right here.
For next week?
Let's see. The PLP, let's see, chairman asserts the country is in a better position than it was 5 years ago, as he says the party intends to ratify another slate of candidates later this week ahead of the country's upcoming general elections.
Rick Fox may be in that. We just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors. This has been Guardian Radio AM.
Wait till I bring the Anglo-Saxons back for you.
The Anglo-Saxons?
Yeah, because we said spirit, like white people.
Yeah.
In the morning. You all ain't ready for us.
No.
While the Valley Boys fighting each other, we sneaking in for this win.
This could be the best Junkanoo season ever.
Because they have to perform.
Yes.
They think the Bahamians ain't watching. Y'all could fuss and fight, but make sure you get an A on that grade in the exam.
Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.